This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Tweet Maulana Habib Bobat at Habib Bobat.
Today is day 6 and we are continuing with our marriage focus, and we are looking at the next myth. It reads, a good partner doesn't need to put a lot of effort into a good marriage. A good partner doesn't need to put in a lot of effort into a good marriage. Well, the fact of the matter is that the more effort you put into your marriage, the happier you both will be. Interesting, isn't it? They say love is a verb, which means there's an effort involved. It can't be stagnant. It's a verb. There's action involved. It's easy to fall in love. However, it's difficult to stay in love. Wow. It's easy to fall in love. It's difficult to stay in love. Marriage is like a garden. We need to understand that. Marriage is like a garden, which requires constant effort. Now imagine if the gardener says that I'm going to take a 6-week break. The garden is looking beautiful. Everything is up to date. I don't need to work anymore. I'm going to go on a 6-week break. What will be the condition of the garden when that owner returns? What will be growing in that garden? He'll find weeds, wild plants, and he has to start work all over again. And then he asks himself, you know what, can I take a break or not? Well, the answer is no. There's constant effort required. Like I said, love is a verb, which means there's action involved. And the minute you take the back seat, the minute you become complacent, then that marriage, it heads for the rocks and it becomes difficult. Many people think, you know, Mulan, I've caught the fish. Now, I don't have to give bait all the time. The fish is already in the container. And now it's just a matter of frying and grilling or cooking the way you want to. And you know, everything else is history, Mulan. Well, it's not as simple as it is. You've got to maintain that relationship throughout your journey. So, it's a myth. It's a total myth to think that I don't have to put an effort into my marriage. Things will just work out itself. Things will just fall into place. Well, it doesn't happen like that in the real world. There's an effort required. Just like that gardener is required to work throughout the year, likewise, we are also required to work throughout the years. And just like how that gardener has to work according to the season, there's different effort required for the different seasons. Likewise, for our marriages also, there's different seasons. There's the summer period, and then there's the cool period. And each season requires different effort. So, brothers and sisters in Islam, it is imperative that we understand that for a successful and for a happy marriage, there's constant effort required. And we have to put in that effort. And the rewards are promising. The fruits are tasty. And it is a gratifying experience at the end of the day. And trust me, that's what we are talking about. And we will have challenges, but we have to work. Without working in our relationship, we cannot expect to be happy. And that's when we go into complacent mode and we decide not to work, that's the time you must expect for all that glory and glitter in the relationship to die out. Then you must say, I'd rather go there beneath the earth than to be on top. So if you're married to somebody, remain committed, whether it's a he or she. You need to understand that marriage requires constant effort, and with effort only this garden grows, and with effort only this relationship blossoms, and with effort only this relationship can grow. May the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire us all and keep us committed to our partners and to our relationship, inshaAllah.